Now, these are my memories of Welwyn Garden City from the very early days. My parents, Wally and Edith Hill, came to Welwyn Garden City for work in 1922. As pioneers, they lived for a while at Hanside Farmhouse by the Barn Theatre. My father was the waterworks engineer for the Welwyn Garden City Council at the first pumping station in the picture on page 115 of the Book of Welwyn, written by Richard Busby and painted by Mr. Walter Fitzwater Ray, one of five pictures, quote, in the beginning, unquote, illustrating the pumping station at Hanside Lane and Bridge Road East, with my father standing in the front of the building long since demolished. I have this picture. It would be interesting to know where the other four pictures may be. My mother was secretary to Arthur Howard, the Chartered Surveyor, Estates Manager to the Welwyn Garden City Company, from the beginning, and worked for the company until December 1927, when my twin brother Michael and I were born, on the 22nd December 1927, at the Cottage Hospital in Church Road, now the Doctor's Tonic Public House. I gather it was a severe white Christmas, and as a matter of interest, the Ashworth twins, Jean and Edith, living in the quadrangle, were born at the very same time. Our younger brother Peter was born on the 15th October 1929. Our first home was in Gessend Road, one of the first council housing schemes in the town, and we moved to 39 Elm Gardens at about 1930. I remember a family garden party in 1935 to celebrate the Silver Jubilee of King George V. And while in Gessend Road, I remember seeing the German Zeppelin R101 flying over the town centre. The annual King's Cup Air Race from Hatfield circuit from the airfield at Hatfield also flew over the town. As children, we went to the annual children's party at Sherrod's Shredded Wheat, invariably dressed as pixies. The function was organised by Flora Robson. We went to the nursery school and primary school at Hanside School - Applecroft Road. I also remember the annual plays in the Dale in Sherrod's Park Wood, particularly the Midsummer Night's Dream. As children, we transferred to Parkway School when it opened in about 1934. It was extensively damaged by a fire soon after opening, and we all returned to Applecroft